I'm very lucky to be joined in the studio now with Kevin of Romeo Moon. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. Your EP, It Unfolds, was released last month. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Been working on that one for a while?
A couple of years, actually. A
couple of years?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bit of a process.
Must feel good to have it out there finally?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Why did it take you so long?
It's kind of I don't know. I just really like slow cooking, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like having a bit of time with each track and figuring out what it is and before I kind of release it rather than, you know, that kind of quick turnover. But, I mean, that's for this record. Who knows what will be for the next record?
Who knows? I read that budget constraints for this album kind of made you think more creatively and, I guess, of alternative solutions.
Yeah, that's what you got to do as a creative, right?
Yeah,
I took on a lot more production work within this one. So usually I'd go to studios, and I really like the idea of supporting local studios.
Mm.
But this time around, I just found it was kind of, I guess that's a part of the reason why it took so long to put together. But in the end, I actually really enjoyed the process of like producing it and mixing it. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I just, wouldn't mind doing that again, but yeah.
Did you learn a lot during the process?
Definitely. And I think that's what's great about putting out records, really, is the things that you learn in the process.
Yeah, and you collaborated with a bunch of friends and artists when working on this EP. What do you like about the collaboration process?
There's just nothing better than, like, having a conversation with friends, really. And to do it in a musical form is a really beautiful thing as well.
Hmm. Yeah. The artwork features this photograph from Daniel Grimmer. How did you come across him, or how did the two of you meet?
The two of us met through Bandcamp. So Grimmer plays in a band called Twin House, a Brisbane band called Twin House. We basically bought each other's music and, just kind of hit each other up and we're like, oh, I love what you do, I love what you do. And we've been friends for like 5 years now, I think. And, it just kind of organically came together through that, really.
And each record has a different photograph of his inside from his travels, which I think is a really cool idea.
Yeah, that was really a really cool thing to put together. So each one is kind of hidden by the cover, and there's a little cutout on each of the vinyls, so you can kind of see that there's something that you pull out in there, but you don't know what you're going to get.
Surprise. Mm. Lucky dip record.
Yeah, exactly.
And Madeline Holt did the design, and she's now working on a piece for the live show, which sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, I love her work. Her work is very detailed and fine, but, like, fluid and, like, I don't know, like, fluid, you know? It's really beautiful.
Yeah, what's she got in store for the live show? Any insight?
I'm kind of working on a concept of creating the room, making the room a bit more, like, interactive.
Okay.
So instead of that usual kind of, you know, you go into a show and you look at the stage and that's it. Like, I'm trying to figure out ways for people to, like, tap into other parts of the room.
So that sounds really cool.
That's what I'm conceptualizing at the moment, yeah.
Exhibition/gig?
Somewhat, but it just, like, an immersive experience.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Sounds very intriguing. And I also noticed that a lot of the themes on the EP seem to be a little bit intertwined or related to cinema. Is this something that you'd say influences you creatively?
I think a visual element for sure. I don't know. There's something about the way that cinema music sounds as well, like the dynamic of it that I really enjoy.
Would that be maybe something you'd like to do one day, write music for cinema or film or something?
Yeah, that
about?
Or video games.
Video games?
Yeah, straight up. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, we're going to play one of your tracks now from the EP. This is called Let Love In. You're listening to The Hoist. Make sure you stick around, though, because Romeo Moon will also be playing a live track for us in the studio. You're listening to Sin. You're listening to The Hoist on Sin. That lovely track there was from Romeo Moon, who is still in the studio with me, about to play a live song, which I'm really excited about. you want to tell us a little bit about the song before you play it?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Like, this song, like, I wrote over quite a long period. I don't know if that's interesting.
Okay. I think it is.
The recorded version, I was trying to tap into this, like, the idea of, like, an acoustic song being in the film Blade Runner.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
That is interesting.
It's kind of terming it as, like, Blade Runner folk, but I don't know if that's really going to, like...
My new favourite genre.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to kick off or not.
All right, well, yeah. I'm very excited to hear it whenever you're ready.
Endless running, found breath and wind. Today inside a melody of light. Childhood time. A silhouette photographed in blue. Don't get lost again. Tomorrow's promises. Childhood time. Childhood time. That's okay. That was hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because of...
My mouth is really dry.
Got nerves. But,
yeah, I got the nerves.
I always feel like it must be so intimidating for artists. Like, it's just me and them in the room, like, forced personal performance.
I feel very comfortable around you, but, right. Yeah, it's just it is a pretty difficult thing to do. But, yeah,
well,
got to acknowledge it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
If you just tuned in during that song, that was Romeo Moon with an acoustic track. And they're going to be launching their EP at the Gasometer Upstairs on June 6th. And we talked about earlier potential interactive element to the gig. So
yeah,
I'll have to head down and see what it is, I guess.
Love to see you, though.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Chelsea.
It's all right. You're listening to The Hoist on Sin.